Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss It's 2018, and I'm still in the building. You are now tuned in with All Talk, No Filter, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at me. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter, and get at us at Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for y'all. We did it last year for you. We're going to do it again this year. My boy Rapstar, he running behind, but me and Niecy Honey Dip, we gonna guide this ship on in, you know what I'm saying, and make it happen. Niecy Honey Dip, what's up, girl?
Ooh, trying to get over this cold, Mom. Trying to get over this cold. Tired of being sick.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. I use motherfucking tired.
Overtired. Exhausted. Tired of sucking on these halls. I need something else to suck on. But
hey, but it's going around though. Everybody I know is sick right now. Everybody's sick right now. I don't know what this
sick as a dog. Ate some regular food today, so you know, hopefully that's a good sign. I'm still holding it down.
Well, that's a good one. You know what I'm saying, got your appetite back. You know what I'm saying? A little birdie had told me that you, maybe in 2018, on your tour, might be coming to St. Louis. Are those allegations true, ma'am?
Yes, very true. I just got to figure out some dates, got to work around. I got to shoot, you know, a couple shoots lined up. So once, I got to work around, you know, the schedule, you know, and along with these conventions and a few other things. You know, I'm always available for bookings, though. All I got to do is hit Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com, my manager. You know, I'm available for walkthroughs, party hosting, club hosting, you know, photo shoots, magazine shoots, real porn company
shoots. We definitely
got
to get up, though. We got to get up, but I don't... If we get up, I mean, they might put us out. And then I'm going to have to come back to New York with you and change my name to Miss New York and drop Miss STL because they don't put a nigga out for messing with you. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You know I be cutting up. Look, you know I be cutting up.
I'm already knowing, man. You ain't even got to tell me, man. Hey, look, we're going to go ahead and get them Dollhouse announcements out the way real quick. You know what I'm saying? Royalty going to get it in for us. Let us know, letting us know what's going on with Dollhouse Radio. Let's get it. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m. and Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Dollhouse Radio is also looking for new shows to add to our roster. If you have a creative concept, people listen when you speak, or are you just reckless, messy, and have no filter and want a platform to show the world what you got, then email us at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Look for new shows making their debut soon. Dollhouse Radio is bringing to you a hot new show called The Takeover, playing nothing but the hottest in indie music. Only the best of the best will be in rotation. Email your music submissions, bio or one sheet, and a photo to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Or, if you want to guarantee your spot on our playlist, email us about our promotional options available to you at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. On Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to check out our website at www.hotsugartea.com for the latest in porn star gossip, music, and entertainment news. And now, back to your program.
Hey, I'm going to have to ask her where she got that beat, because I'm over here jigging with that. You hear me? I'm like, oh, about to break it down. They ain't even ready for the kid on that one. Hey, but anyway, hey, I'm standing there for Rap Star, man. We going to get that, where they do that at, out the way. It was a few things that has happened recently that I found disturbing as the motherfucker. I want to start out with, okay, I think, I done switched it up. It's just been a lot of shit that I'm seeing, and I'm like, this is crazy. Okay. There's this man that wants to, he said he's tired of being an adult. So he has age identity, like he's putting it on the same lines as trans, you know, being transgender. He says he's trans age. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, what does that mean? Okay, this man is married, or was married, I'm sorry. Well, you know, he's divorced after this. I mean, I believe him too. But he is divorced. He has 7 kids of his own. This motherfucker says he is tired of being an adult. He has an adopted mom, dad, and siblings. So he has a new mother, father, and siblings. One of the siblings, the little girl, she told him that she wanted him to be the little sister. So he walks around in a wig, a dress, interacting with this family as a 7-year-old motherfucking girl. I'm going to tell you why. It's a million things that's wrong with this picture. But we going to start with, what the fuck is wrong with the adopted family? What's the problem? What are you thinking? Why are you doing this? Why are you feeding this sick-ass behavior? Trans age my ass. Your grown ass don't need to be playing with nobody else's motherfucking kids. Talking about you a little sister, a 7-year-old girl, and you a whole grown ass, burly ass man.
Yeah, what's the family thinking?
Help me out.
That's what I'm saying. What's the family thinking? You got this man running around in a diaper around your baby. Really though? I mean, what kind of mixed shit are you sending, you know what I'm saying, to a child? You know,
right.
You say that's crazy. And he run around in a diaper, shitting and pissing. Hell no.
I
guess
I don't know about the diaper, though. He's supposed to be 7. He's a 7-year-old girl.
What is he, a midget or something?
No, he's a grown ass man. He is big as a daddy.
Wow. That's crazy as fuck.
That's some deranged.
Like the whole family and the fetishes, let me find out. And they turning the baby, their little daughter out or whatever. That shit crazy. The fuck?
Hey, they even have grandkids. The adopted family, they got grandkids, man.
CPS will be there at their door pretty soon.
That's what I'm
thinking. You got this grown ass man running around them babies like that, doing that shit. I mean, don't get it twisted. It's a lot of fetishes. That's a fetish, but it ain't a fetish. Those are children that's involved. You understand what I'm saying? He a grown ass man. You can't present something like that around no kids. I mean, I'm against that shit around children. Don't get it twisted, you know. I mean, it's a fetish, like I said, but I ain't changing no grown people diapers. Not unless they, you know, your grandmother. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You ain't put this motherfucker in diapers.
They need their ass whooped. It's one
that's
thing if
I
the parents, that's they freaky little shit they was doing, but when you presenting that around children, that's not cool, not at all. No.
That's what I was saying. Even if not the fact that you got, you know, the adopted sister that told him that he wanted her to be the little sister. I hope y'all are following this shit because this is some sick shit. But my thing is, you have grandkids around this. I don't agree with any of those sort of things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Putting that it, to me, it's fucking with their mental. Kids are too impressionable to be around something like that. You have a whole why are you entertaining this? You a sick motherfucker too. That's what I want to say about that. You a sick motherfucker too. Because why are you even taking the time to entertain something like that? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And
that's why I said the people would be at their door. You know, I hope so. Shit, I'm going to pray on that one. I hope so. Because they don't need their children if you're going to put that around some kids. You really don't. The grandkids or the kids. You know, Hey, they go have their kids growing up thinking they need diapers on. And old freaky shit. Just imagine the other type of freaky shit going on.
Why are you putting this man in a diaper? Or this boy, girl, kid in a diaper? Hey, real quick. Let's get him on the line. Rap Star, baby, what's good?
Yo, what's popping? It's your boy, Rap Star, man. What's up, everybody?
Man, talking about this sick fuck who is trans age. But look, we got somebody out on the line who got something that they need to say about this, and somebody might need to intervene. Let's get some other opinion going. 904, what's going on? You on All Talk No Filter? What's the deal?
Hey, what's up? This is Rip. Yo, I just got on the line. I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all said something about diapers or something. I don't know what's going on. I was just getting in the queue early.
That's niche ass keep trying to put people in diapers. Okay, look, there's this man who says he's tired of being an adult. He's trans age. Nigga, people are making shit up at this point. So he has an adopted family. He has adopted mother, father, and siblings. So there's a nine-year-old girl who said she wanted this boy-girl kid to be the little sister. So he interacts with the family as a seven-year-old girl. He wears a wig, like a little girl dress, and they're entertaining this shit. They have these people that, quote-unquote, adopted him, her boy-girl kid, have grandkids. My thing is, how are you entertaining something like that? These kids, you fucking up their minds, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you're right.
What do you think about something like
deep.
That?
I think that's crazy. Like, how old is he?
He is 47. He has seven grown kids himself.
He's been watching too much Peter Pan, yo.
Oh, man, that is really messed up. That is really silly. Yeah, that's a good topic, man. I can't believe that's actually that somebody is actually that crazy.
This is a real thing. I'm honey dip. CPS will be at their door talking to them because that's crazy that you're not in a stable place in your mind to entertain some something like that. And you have, they got grandkids that are seeing this motherfucker, grown ass person, walk around in a dress, a wig.
Well, let me,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't know. Niecy want to keep putting him in diapers. I don't know where the diapers coming in because he's playing a 7-year-old girl. But the fact that they're entertaining this is ridiculous.
The fact that they have them around
the
children, the fact that they have them around the children is the worst part. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get it twisted. Like I said, this is a fetish. But having that around children, that's a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you do deserve for your children to be removed. You know what I'm saying? But it is a fetish. This is a fetish as far as the diaper situation and all of that. That is a fetish and that is real and people really do it. You know what I'm saying? But you don't do that shit around no fucking kids.
Yeah, and then look at what you insinuating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you insinuating?
Right.
You got him hanging
you
around kids and he's 47. Like, so what, he going to play with them?
Yeah.
What?
That makes you wonder, don't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Make you wonder what else is going on.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm taking an expeditious visit.
Hey, we appreciate you for tuning in with us, man. We're doing it for you, man. We appreciate everybody that tuned in with us, dog. Stay tuned, man. Appreciate you.
Hey,
look, that's crazy. Yeah, I was tripping off that. I was like, oh my God, how do you even do something like that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I wanted to slide into something else because we gonna leave that alone. We gonna leave that for CTS. They'll be knocking at the door. You know what I'm saying? Hey, real shit. I wanted to talk about this little issue. There was a woman. Her name is Maggie Rose. She took her son into the hospital to have him circumcised. This is nothing out of the... You know, it's nothing unusual. They do it a million times a day. It's millions of babies born a day. However, once she got her child back in her hand, she takes the baby home, and the baby is still screaming in a lot of pain. They're telling her as they're handing her baby, oh, this will wear off. Everything will be okay. He's just, you know, not feeling good. So they get home, pull the diaper back. He has been – his penis was cut off.
Oh.
How they botch that, and they do millions of these a day. The baby is in constant pain at this point, and they have reached out, of course, to an attorney. I would own the whole fucking county. Fuck the hospital. I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
I need all of it. But he urinates through a hole that's in that spot. Her biggest concern is when he grow up, will he be able to reproduce? And how do I tell my son that this happened? So
when he urinates through what? Say it again.
The hole that's there, he urinates through the hole that there's like a hole. I guess it's almost gone.
Yeah, I guess that's
gone.
Like I guess that's a part of his urethra or something like that.
Oh my God,
that's crazy.
So he can't be either one.
Where do they do that?
What do you mean?
Boy nor girl. Can't even have a, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You took his whole sexuality away from him. You know what I'm saying? He can't,
and that was
you know what I'm saying?
Concern.
Like I said, these people, he can't be boy or girl. He just there with a little bitty hoe. The fuck?
But then,
hopefully
then
they're looking at prosthetic surgery for his situation.
Right.
That
but then you
so
also got you also got to look at the fact that when the hospital sent the baby home, like, not only the fact that they botched up, you know, the circumcision, that they sent the baby home without the parents' consent of what happened.
Right.
They had to
like,
wait until they got home.
Back.
They didn't say anything. They didn't, you know, something went wrong or anything. They waited until the parents got home to find out what was wrong.
I'm confused at what hospital because, you know, I'm a mother and I got a grandbaby. I'm just trying to figure out how, because when you have a child in a hospital, or even a boy, like I didn't have any boys, but I have a grandson, you know what I'm saying? So when you have kids especially little boys, the nurse brings the baby after the circumcision. The nurse brings the baby to you in the room to show you how to clean, how to tend to that, you know what I'm saying, to the circumcision so that, you know, the baby doesn't get infection. So how, I'm real confused how they didn't even see it. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know what state was covering up.
In what state?
This was in Minnesota, I believe.
See, they still, it's still against the United States. So at the end of the day, they normally bring the baby to the mother. The mother is still in the hospital at that point. They bring the baby to the mother, and they, you know what I'm saying, show the nurse has to show you how to clean it. That's with any, you know what I'm saying, even with little girls, the nurse takes the time out to show you, you know how to clean in the diaper, even though most of us know how to do it, but still, they still show you, they run you through that. That's just part of the steps. You know, and it's definitely part of the steps after a surgery. You know, like the umbilical cord, they show you how to clean around the navel, you know, because the cord has to fall off. But definitely because the little boy got little, you know, all stitched up and shit down there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. It's something ain't, it ain't all out then.
Well, they knew what they did because she said that they were so, it was supposed to not take very long. They didn't come back with her baby for hours. It was like 3 hours past. You know what I'm saying? And then they just kind of, you know, that's why they, she probably didn't go through those steps because they knew they fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They knew they messed up. If she had saw that, she would have questioned it right then and there.
It had to be her first baby, obviously, because anybody, any reasonable parent would be wanting to know what the hell, okay, let me see what you did. You know, it had to be her first child.
Right.
And young. You got to be young.
We don't
pray for that. No grown woman would have just, you know, someone with common sense would have just, you know, when you bring your baby back, I don't care if it was 10 hours, you're going to want to know, okay, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
We don't pray for that family and that little baby and hope everything work out. And he's just kept out of pain at the end of the day. We're going to go ahead and get that. We got to get that smoke break going, man. It's 420 somewhere. If you got them, go ahead and spark it up. We're going to let Rap Star take us into this smoke break with that Mona Lisa.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got you younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Give my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listening, me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you are worth it. Please believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Digging your style and mama, you a worker. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fast. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggle the baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect.
my dude, your dude, Rap Star with Mona Lisa, taking us in our first 2018 smoke break. Hey,
yeah.
We're going to keep it pushing to the hot seat, baby. Listen, you know what? I done switched the shit around because of Marud. Yeah, it was a couple of people going to be in the hot seat, but real quick, I want to tell everybody, let's go, what's her name? Selena Powell. Let's start with her. Selena Powell recently posted something on social media. Now Cardi B and Offset is back into it, and Cardi done went off on them, you know, in regards to this allegedly there was a video that went viral of someone who looked like Offset engaging in sexual activity with someone else. That has yet to be confirmed, so I do say allegedly, but damn, y'all, can we just have some black love? Can we let them get, y'all, it's fought in the game before they even fucking get married. Like, damn, like she got the ring, she done secured the bag. Can we quit hating in 2018? That shit is dead. Let them do their thing and get married, man. Quit throwing salt and pep on every damn thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get together, man. But I was thinking of the story, and I do listen. I am a Cardi B fan. I listen to her lyrics, and I noticed in Motorsport, she makes a reference to, I told Offset we should sell that porn. Now,
yeah.
My thing is, so my mind got to working. I'm not Niecy. I'm investigating or nothing. But I do, you know, look at a couple things. You know, I'm not invested. I don't have no agency like Niecy or nothing like that. But do you think this is just something to drive sales for something? Or if they do pull a Mimi and drop a sex tape, you think this is just part of that? Because I'm like, damn, already? People hating already? But this chick has allegedly done this with other people before. I don't know where these babies are going, these alleged babies, but she said she was pregnant by Fetty Wap. She also said she was pregnant at one point by Chief Keith. Where are these motherfucking kids? How does she keep coming out with this shit? What are these babies?
She probably swallowed
them.
She swallowed
them. Hey, you clowning. That's how you coming in 2018? Fuck it.
Yo.
More reckless behavior.
You know what?
More reckless behavior.
For her to be even getting these opportunities to put these dudes in these situations, it's kind of mighty, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's chances that it could have happened. I tell you something, these motherfuckers ain't wrapping it up. I mean, you know how people get with they with the fans, you know, the guys, the rappers and shit, how they get with their fans. But damn, if you did put yourself in that situation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the other guys, mm-hmm. they was lucky. You know, we don't know what happened with them, you know what I'm saying, them thieves, them babies, or if they even made it, you know, which we doubt, you know, because there's been no proof. But I hope he ain't got no baby with this girl. He say he don't know her. I don't know, because you know these niggas
be
running up
to
these girls.
Doesn't know her.
But I'm going to say from someone many, many, many years ago who was a fan to a rapper, not going to say no names, Lil Run. I did it. I ain't get, you know, but I use protection. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no shame in my game. I was a young girl. I was at the concert. The motherfuckers invite me to the hotel, so shit happens. You know what I'm saying? But if these motherfuckers ain't wrapping it up, first of all, you ain't thinking about your own life. Like I said, I did it. Only difference was I wrapped it up, you know? Fuck all that, you know? And it was little. So I'm just saying.
Hey,
I ain't wrapping it up.
Pull the cord. Somebody help me. Pull the cord.
But it happens every day. You know what I'm saying? It happens every day. It is sad. But, you know, if they don't put themselves in those kind of situations, because this day and time, you don't know what a motherfucker got. You know,
right.
That's the least of the problems is to be a baby.
I definitely.
You know what I mean?
I definitely agree with Niecy, man. Sometimes you just got to say no, man. No means no. No means no.
You don't even, we really don't know. And his boys, ain't nobody going to tell it. Only way you're going to know now, if she really pregnant, that's going to be fucked up. I just wonder what Cardi going to do. Like, is she going to stick and stay? You know, I mean, that's, I guess we'll find out, though, right?
because she, if she really is pregnant and a test come out and say it's his, that tell you how he was popping off at the, you know, after the concert.
It's
going
it's going to be Confessions Part 3.
But it's sad because
she,
these niggas don't know what they're getting down with.
Again, I take you back to Motor Sports. She say, no nigga want to be my ex. She trying to tell you. Cardi B is like, I wouldn't want to be her motherfucking ex either. Like really? Like, she pop. She's a popper. Just like we done seen her go there with Offset already on social media about when he was, you know, supposedly taking pictures with the chick. But in listening to it, y'all really need to go listen to that song, man. If you ain't listen to it, you kind of start it's starting to look like puzzle pieces or something. Like,
yeah.
I just can't wait. I can't wait to see how this come out. But no hating. 2018, man, hating dead, dog. So I just want them to do their thing, get married, keep your motherfucking nose clean, and just move on. Yeah, quit.
Money.
Just quit.
Keep your dick
in your pants, keep your legs closed, and quit playing.
This is the year to wild out. This is 2018. You know what I'm saying? 2018. This is the year.
Ooh, I'm going to have to use that.
2018.
I'm
going to
have to use that.
Drinking Gatorade.
Motherfuckers need to be about trying to get some money. That's what it's about.
Right.
Especially for
if it ain't about getting the bag, sir.
Get some money.
Not about getting that bag. It ain't even got to be a whole bag. Fuck it. Get the coin purse. If you ain't ready for the bag, get the coin purse. get the crown roll bag. You know, it don't have to be a trash bag. You know. I'm just saying. No, fuck that. Well, whatever, y'all. Whatever.
It could be a Ziploc bag.
But anyway,
bag,
man. That just I hope that works out, man. But that, I had to switch around the hot seat. But we back. Okay, Michelle. Okay. K. Michelle tweeted that she was at the club getting a girlfriend for Cat. Okay. So, you know, everybody went crazy. Oh, how you going to do that, that's your man, this and that. How you going to share? So everybody went ham on social media. Now, Niecy schooled me, you know, Niecy Honeydip, she had schooled me that she go both ways. I'm going to tell you why I didn't know. Because she said that she was messing with somebody in the Love and Hip Hop thing. I boycotted that season. I'm going to tell you why. Because, damn it, K. Michelle, that's not, you going backwards. Stop that. Get back to the music and get on tour and quit doing it. I boycotted it. I didn't watch it. So she do swing then, right?
Her and Jocelyn for a moment there, you know, coming and going, yeah? They was licking up on it. Squeezing, holding booties and all type of shit.
All that scissor action, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They was getting it.
She was the weekend.
It was good.
Maybe she was intermittent.
They enemies now. I don't know why, you know, I missed that part, but yeah, at one point they were, you know, messing around a little bit. They was best of friends, kissing friends. You know, like
kissing makeup.
Yes, they was. I used to be right here in front of the TV, like.
It was, and I bet you the season. I bet you was so messy. It was so messy. I'm just betting because that's what it was so messy, wasn't it? What?
Yeah, it was. They weren't arguing. They weren't arguing or anything, you know what I'm saying? It was obvious that it was, you know, a little more going on from time to time, but they were really good friends at one point, you know, and I guess they doing a little side thing. They kept it professional, you know, to a certain extent, and, you know, and fun afterwards.
When it comes to this reality shit, the gay sidekick or person is, like, the new fad. You know, at first it's the nerdy friend, or then it was, you know, right now with the TV shows, it's, you know, the Arabic, you know, Arab money style friend, you know, stuff like that. You know, you always had a silly, for a while, the silly friend, the moronic motherfucker that is dumber than a box of rocks. that was a sidekick, and now is having these type of relationships on. Y'all ain't getting in that, man. Go sit your ass down. Y'all just trying to put on for the ratings, and half that shit don't even work. Why? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But when you talk about something with Jocelyn, I guess it's, she brought more of the forefront to reality because that's how she living it. You know what I'm saying? And she does say it when you see her on, you know, a lot of the talk shows, that this is what she do. This is her life, you know? And a lot of people were ashamed to put it out there. She real. That's why I like her. The bitch is real.
So
she's still
claiming that now, after the fact, after she was messing with the little Frankie Lyon.
No, not now. But I'm saying she does say that she likes girls. She straight up likes the girls, you know? She like her, you know, her the thing, but she like girls too. She's bisexual.
So my thing is, why are people up in arms about K. Michelle sharing her man?
She couldn't wait to get married, but you still trying to swing. I mean, damn. It's supposed to be just dumb, but I'm going to be real about it. To me, maybe I think she's saying share her man because she want to share, because she wants, you know, wants a piece of the cake, you know, wants her cake and eat it too. That's how I'm looking at it.
She said it takes some of the burden off of her.
As you said.
She said it takes some of the burden off of her.
So
she
don't want all that dick.
She need a backup.
She don't want all that dick is what she's saying. Damn.
Oh.
But then they don't need to be getting married. She don't need to be getting married to the man. And this the doctor or whatever he is.
I mean, everybody in Hollywood got a stunt man, a woman. She can't have a stunt double or nothing. She can't.
Listen, if I'm about to get married to a man and marrying him or not, I'm fucking the shit out of him as much as possible. Are you kidding? I'm not trying to share that dick with nothing or that mouth. What? Riding the fuck out of his face. Kidding? I mean, I know of someone who actually went through that same situation, to be quite honest, you know, that was married to a woman, and the woman, you know, she used to bring other women home, you know, but the husband got kind of tired of it. So I guess at some point, and they was together for many years, and at some point he got tired of it, and he just wanted to be with his wife, and she wanted, you know. The girls, the bees still keep coming, you know, so I don't know. But I think
I find that hard to believe. Maybe he just wanted out, because I don't know too many, you know, motherfuckers that's going to be like, you brought home another one. You know, I'm trying to figure out the disappointment.
Well, after you do something like that for many, many years, like I know this person personally, a nerd, but I'm just saying, I know this person personally, and, you know, when he explained the situation to me, you know, I felt for him because he wanted a monogamous. I guess at first it was all good, but then he got tiresome, and he just wanted that relationship, you know what I'm saying, with his wife.
Right.
You know, you want to be monogamous. At first, it's probably fun, but after a while, shit get boring. You know what I'm saying?
All of that stuff is all well and good and everything like that. But when you have, you know, a marriage, you know, maybe he felt like, you know, maybe he felt like she wanted not just him, but more, and he just wanted like the whole relationship thing going on.
And there's things
when, like, when you're in a relationship or when you're in a marriage like that, you go through the honeymoon stage or you go through the wow stage, but then, you know, if it's years going on, you're still doing the same stuff, then it's like, have we progressed as a husband and wife? Are we going to still continue? Now, it would be different if both of them was on the same page, but if one is on a different page and the other one is still on the same page that you was a few years ago, then that's when they have to take a time to, like, okay, maybe we need to reevaluate where we are right now. Maybe you're not ready to get married, but I am.
They were married for a very long time, you know what I'm saying? We're together and married, I guess, as children, you know, high school, right after school type shit. Yeah, so
I didn't have that situation.
The perfect analogy is, you know, if you ever watch Power, you know 50 Cent, shout out to 50 Cent, the Power thing. If you know the timeline of Power, you know that Ghost, you know, him and his wife was hustling when they was, you know, very young, and they built a whole empire together. Now he's working with clubs and everything like that. His whole thing was he wanted to get out of that element and go legit. Where Tasha didn't really want him to go out of that old element. She still wanted to keep moving, you know, like it was going, you know. He wanted to elevate and move on, to grow from that and move on. Well, she still wanted to, you know, have that life.
Hey, look, I just,
hey, 2018 is the year to get this shit together. I don't care if you a celebrity or not, a singer, a dancer. You could do motherfucking mime. You could be a mime. And just get this shit together in 2018, man. And we going to go on ahead and get into this quick break, man, so we can come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. You know, explain us why people be applying for the job and they know they're not fucking qualified. We don't understand. We need some answers. So, let's go get off into that Lone Star J. Stay mad. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Niggas mad and I love it, mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, mad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it, mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. Hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. The heat a freezer, nigga. That's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow thick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, we just not tuning in. You right here with All Talks on Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. That was Lone Star J. They mad. Time for them honey dip thoughts, man.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. Just being on that little break, my blood pressure went up. And my thing is, everybody know I'm a freak at heart. Ain't no shame in my game. So I spent this New Year's by myself. Well, just about by myself, you know, and with fans, you know, online or whatever. So I was supposed to go to New York. Don't apply for the job of wanting to be my nigga or my dude or my man if you know you can't cut it. You know what I'm saying? Don't come up with lies. I can't stand a liar. Don't come up with the motherfucking lies. Just be a man about it, especially when you know I'm the FBI and a motherfucking detective. I see everything. I watch everything, and I pay real close attention. I give niggas shit, bitches, men, a friend, whoever, enough rope to hang themselves. You know what I'm saying? And especially when it's somebody who definitely ain't my caliber, a type of person that I would deal with, and I give them a motherfucking chance, you know. I try to do something different because I'm always with the buff street type nigga, you know what I'm saying? Or not just, not when I say nigga, I don't mean like in black. I'm saying man, period, because I done been with all races, all colors, you know, creeds, you know. Shit, I done been in a relationship with a woman, so either way it goes, you know. Don't say you could cut it and you ready for this and you're not. Then I catch you in lies. You make all these wonderful plans for New Year's Eve, and then you say you got to work, you know, but it's not working your regular job, it's working your side gig. And then when that side gig, I say, well, shit, fuck it, I come there too. You, now you got a reason why I can't come. You post everything on social media. I watch all the social media. The shit you said you was doing on motherfucking New Year's, I find out you're not even doing it. Ain't none of that shit posted on social media. Like I said, I'm a motherfucking FBI. If you put an application in for this job, you're going to need to know how to cut it. You're going to need to know how to work it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you need to
cut
it.
I don't understand why these motherfuckers be lying. You know, y'all ain't got to lie. Be a man about it. I ain't the judge or the police. You ain't got to lie to me. It's a whole other holiday. You can have New Year's. Yes, exactly. You know, as they call me, Detective White.
I like
yes.
that.
Yes. And I gave them enough room to hang themselves. And don't get it twisted, I still like the person. I just refuse to deal with them. Refuse to not deal with them because we can, you know, have a sensible conversation when the anger is over, you know. Like I let you could travel all over the world. It's all I want to know is obviously you didn't want to spend that time with me, or maybe you were scared. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
I don't know, but I mean, I know how to take care of a man, and I'm not just saying sexually because I'm real good at that too, but I'm also talking about I know how to cook, I clean, you know what I'm saying? I know how to be, you know, be there for a man. I know how to, you know what I mean, soothe his motherfucking ego, you know. I'm the type of woman that's there for him, you know. I'm going to help you through whatever you're confused about, help you figure out how to talk to different companies or how to do this or how to do that. I got your back. But you got to have, you know what I'm saying? You got to have my front back also.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just don't understand why niggas feel the reason to lie so much. And I really had high hopes. Not just, I know a few people had high hopes. Shit. STL, you had high hopes for the man. Shit. Didn't even know him.
I was on the team. I was rooting for him.
Yes.
Like I had the pom-poms and everything, you know, and the little socks with the ball on the back. I had all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow,
you
wow, wow, wow.
Just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. Yo, then the nigga recently, come on, y'all know Valentine's Day is a day, that's a woman's day, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get it twisted, because I've always bought, when I have been in past relationships way back when, I've always bought gifts and stuff, you know what I'm saying, for my significant other also. But I don't expect Valentine's Day to go by and we don't do something, you know what I mean? Something nice.
Yeah.
This motherfucker had the nerve after I said something about, so what's going to happen? You know, what's up with Valentine's Day? I hope that you know that I'm looking forward to us doing something together. Granted, I'm only a few hours. I'm like 7 hours, you know, depending on how you're driving, you know, but 7 hours or 7-8 hours away from the person really ain't no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can travel from here to down south and see, when you don't think I pay attention and you say little things like, oh, I might got to go to North Carolina, South Carolina, different shit like that, but you can't make it to Western New York, Buffalo, that's a problem. To me, you don't want to spend time with me. Am I right, Rap Star?
You
can't hold on to a woman and keep her hostage if you really don't want to fuck with her. Because trust and believe, there is like a million motherfuckers that want to fuck with me. I always say this, you might have picked me
but I'm going to choose if I want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? We might have took interest in each other, you know, and I felt like he was a good dude, and I still feel like he a good dude. Just he can't cut it for the application. He should not have filled out the application, and we should have just kept it as flirting like I did with a lot of motherfuckers if you knew you wasn't man enough to what you put on that application. You know, should know a bitch like me gonna check your references and check you out to see if you really about that life. I am. You know
Niecy,
what I'm saying?
Niecy, it sounds like you need a hug. Any male callers out there, call and give Niecy a hug. It sounds like she need a hug. She spent New Year's alone.
Niecy is
she
accepting hugs.
She need a hug. Female callers out there, please dial this number and show me.
I'ma say, listen, I take the female and the male. I ain't even a
shame. And ladies too. You know, ladies. Because you know,
I've been saying, maybe I need to switch back on the other team because it seems like some of you niggas ain't cut for the job.
Oh, Lord, don't do it. It ain't no better over there. That grass ain't no greener. That motherfucker need all kinds of motherfucking fertilizer. It need new seeds. It needs some borders, some trimming. It needs some rakes. It got, you know, it's all brown spots over there. Hey, don't, man. Don't trade the trouble. Don't trade the trouble for trouble.
You know what? I dealt with a female, and that bitch worked my motherfucking nerves, so I know that. But at the end of the day, you know, I think I'm going to just stick to being solo, you know, like I've been, you know,
that.
I was in a long-term relationship and, you know, still in between half that time, the person was locked up. You know what I'm saying? Half the time. I was in a 9-year relationship. That person was locked up half that time. And then when I saw this motherfucker who I've known for many years, you know what I mean? I started seeing a different light. And, you know, seeing like, damn, he really is a good dude. I like him and I still like him. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't bae no more. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta go back to the friend zone.
Come on now. And this is the worst part of it. I ain't even get a chance to get my pussy ate. Are you fucking kidding me?
You can't miss nothing you ain't never had, mom.
Look, he got them coochie lips, too. They look like they need a pussy fat on them. But it won't be mine.
Oh, wow. Well, look, hey, we got somebody who got something to say, so maybe it's a caller that's trying to throw some lifelines out here. And we gonna be nice. Caller 716, you on with I'll Talk No Filter. What's the deal?
Yo, Ms. Dip, you funny as hell, I swear to God. Funny as hell.
I'm hurt that this person could try to play me. You gonna hold on to me knowing you really wasn't. And I don't even, this is the thing, I really don't give niggas, no type of man, any type of space to get that close to me. I don't give no man a type of space to get that. Who the fuck is trying to beep in my life? I don't give anyone that much space to get close to me. So once I give someone that time of day, don't play yourself. Don't try to play me like you don't know better. You know what I'm saying? Well, you already know what type of bitch I'm a. I want a motherfucker who want me. And if you don't want me, motherfuckers, a million of these motherfuckers out here who do want Miss White. Honey Dip. This man don't even know which one he wants, Miss White or Honey Dip.
No, fuck it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to outside tomorrow. We're going to get you a detective license. For some serious cop shit.
Come on now. Everything I point out to everybody else, when I thought that I was doing, when I thought that it was just me and I started pointing out the shit to everybody, everybody was like, yo, you did right on that shit. And I don't hold nothing back. Everything I said, I'm dead right on. But I let you hang yourself, whether you just a friend, you know, male or female. You know, don't lie to me. I ain't the police or the judge. As far as I'm concerned, the only motherfucker need to lie is to save your motherfucking life or your freedom. You know? Yeah. Other than that, what is it? Shit, I ain't gonna lock you up. Only place I'm trying to lock you is that head between my thighs. That's the only place.
Oh, that's gangster.
That's player shit right there. Don't stop.
That's gangster.
He say, don't be slipping on your pimping.
Yo.
Keep it straight.
So for the next one that comes, you better come with all your bags packed. Better have your shit correct. Don't come fucked up. Don't come fucked up.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't not have no money. That's just keep it out of it. Do not come with no money. It's not going to work.
Well, with this person, I wasn't even in for the first time with this particular person. It wasn't even about his money. I was trying to look outside of that because I liked him for him. I knew he wasn't rich, but I also was told that he had two gigs on New Year's Eve that was paying $1,000 each. So what the fuck is wrong with Valentine's Day? I don't know. But anyways, you know, that's an over. It's an over and done conversation.
That was an eye roll anyway. I heard that over here.
Okay.
You know? So, but I ain't asking him to spend $1 million on me. Just, you know what I'm saying? Be real. Don't lie. And then try to sugarcoat it and then text me like, oh, I hope you're having a good day. No, motherfucker, I'm not having a good day, and I'm still mad at your black ass.
Yeah, I'm gonna be over there tomorrow. I'm going to come give you a hug. This is some crazy ass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, look, y'all, we love our listeners, man. We appreciate you for tuning and rocking with us, dude. We here every Sunday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, man. So, you know what I'm saying, hang on the line for a second. We going to wrap it up and get on out of here, my dude. Hey, man, y'all go ahead, throw y'all handles out there. Let them know how to get in touch with y'all. And, you know the play.
Ladies first.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I ain't got no snappity chat or whatever you call it yet. I'm going to get one, though, when I figure out how to work that shit.
Dog ears,
and,
like everybody else.
And you can also, if you got bookings and things, you know what I'm saying, you want me to host a peer at NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com and Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. Let's get money 2018.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. It's your boy Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. You can check me out on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can hit my fan page up, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can hit me up on Twitter, Rapstore 412. You can hit me up on YouTube, Rapstore 412. You can hit me up at indiemusic.com. You got my music on there. Shout out, I want to give a special shout out to my great grandmother. Today is her 91st birthday. Shout out to Allie Knox. You know, yeah, it's her 91st birthday. So shout out to my great grandmother. Yes, that is my great grandmother. Beautiful Native American black woman. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday, young lady. You enjoy your day.
Yes.
Amen. Look, tell a friend. Tune on in, dude. We are here every Sunday purely for your entertainment pleasure. Get at us. We here 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Hey, we're going to go and get up out of here, though. And I'm going to throw some throwback Miss STL in there. Yeah.
Y'all
know. Let's go. 2018. We litty. Let's get it.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Hold up. And then I love them when them haters start to run in their mouth. I got them. I got them. And then I love them when them haters get the jab in their jaw.
I see that.
And then I love it when them haters start to run in their mouth. I got them. I got them. And then I love it when them haters get the jab in their jaw.
I see that.
I know your mouth hurting, cause you's a jaw jabber. And I done seen the death in person. It's another rapper, a good BS clapper. I know they're trying hard. And I'ma treat you like a light. I'm about to pull it hard. Come on, let's talk about it. Cause I could do
like it's Superman. What you gonna do about it? See, I'm a hood baby. This place, they love me crazy. And I've been swagging out before Brenda had had her baby.
And I love it when them haters start to run in their mouth. I got them.
House Radio.